narrated Marwan bin al-Hakam and al-Miswar bin Makhrama. When the delegates of the tribe of Hawazin came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, they requested him to return their property and their captives. He said to them, "As you see, this concerns also other people along with me, and the best statement to me is the true one. So you may choose one of two alternatives, either the captives or the property, and I have not distributed the booty, for I have been waiting for you." When the Prophet, peace be upon him, had returned from Taif, he waited for them for more than 10 nights. When they came to know that the Prophet, peace be upon him, would not return except one of the two, they chose their captives. The Prophet, peace be upon him, then stood up amongst the Muslims, glorified and praised Allah as he deserved, and then he said, "Then after, these brothers of yours have come to you with repentance, asking for Allah's forgiveness, and I see it proper to return their captives. So whoever amongst you likes to do that as a favor, then he can do it. And whoever of you wants to stick to his share till we pay him from the very first fire, that is war booty, which Allah will give us, then he can do so." The people said, "We return the captives to them willingly as a favor, O Allah's messenger." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "I do not know who of you has given his consent and who has not. So go back, and your leaders may present your decision to me." The people went away, and their leaders discussed the matter with them, and then came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, to tell him that all of them had given their consent to return the captives willingly. Az-Zuhri, the sub-narrator, said, "This is what we know about the captives of Hawazin.